are you?
Well, I'm here, so.
So, you're gonna do fine there. I'm Dr. West, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Dr. West, Curtis.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, you know, looking at your pathology report, there's nothing there that particularly worries me. It does show a cancer, but looks like the kind that we normally see and that usually does quite well with treatment. Most of the time, just need a hysterectomy. Depending on what we find at the time of surgery, though, will dictate whether you need anything else. Mm. So what happened? What are we having problems?
Bleeding.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When did that start?
I've been spotting for several months, but then it got heavier, and in the last, I would say, month and a half, mm-hmm. it's been constant.
Okay.
To where I've had to wear a sanitary pad and sometimes even a tampon.
Okay. Well, even spotting is abnormal, so that we count that as the beginning. So it began several months ago.
Yes.
Okay. Any pain associated with that?
No pain really, except you know, normal like I have to have a bowel movement. You know, I might have a pain.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to the bathroom.
But no bowel or bladder issues.
Well, I have had some diarrhea recently.
Since you found out?
Yes.
Maybe a little anxiety caused
that? It could
be. Yeah.
It could be.
Before that, you weren't having any other issues?
No.
Okay. All right. So Dr. Pringle did ultrasound, I guess? Or?
She did a pap smear and a
biopsy?
The long narrow. Yeah, I was scheduled for an ultrasound, but after she got the results back from these two things, she wanted to go directly to you.
And she removed a cyst.
Yes, she removed a cyst.
Okay. And do you have other medical problems? Looks like a little high blood pressure.
I've had high blood pressure for about 10 years and have kept it under control with medication. Just recently was diagnosed with diabetes.
Okay.
That's been pre-diabetic for several years, and mm-hmm. I just recently bumped up 3 months ago, and my doctor put me on metformin, and my numbers have dropped down a little bit.
Good.
Went from 7.7 down to 6.9 in 3 months.
Good. So, showing some improvement there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, the other good news, besides the fact that this is usually very curable, is that the surgery can be done laparoscopically. You don't have to have a big incision or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just usually just one night in the hospital, and that's
that sounds good.
Pretty much takes care of it.
Okay.
We hope that's all we have to do.
So what you're seeing from what Dr. Pringle has sent you, that makes you feel like it's going to be pretty routine? Can
yeah.
I use that word?
Yeah, as routine as cancer surgery can be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how quick does it progress if it started, you know, just...
These are usually relatively slow growing.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to do the surgery once we discover it within a month. You know, it's not an emergency. Everybody finds out they want it done yesterday. I understand that completely.
Yes.
But.
Well, when you see the first spot, should that be the red alarm to go see a doctor right then?
Yeah, it should be. But
yeah.
When it first spotted, it didn't even look like blood.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like maybe a yeast infection or you know something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe here and there, we're going to take care of it.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a lot better.
Good. So what I'd like to examine you today, and then we'll come back in here and talk a little bit more about the surgery and getting this taken care of.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
Let's go have a look.
All right. So he stays here?
Yeah, you can come in the room if you want, or you can just wait here.
You
want to
wait here?
We'll be back.
Doesn't matter. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
We'll be